ha-talmidim, other students, yidamu shehu kemo hilchot Torah. They will think that this is like the riff, like Rav Alfasi's composition. Holech al seder ha-talmud, which follows the text of the Talmud, umeisir ha-kushya va-peruk bovad, by simply eliminating the general discussion, but follows the Talmudic order. Ani nishba, I swear, sheyesh bo kama prakim yiyu bo'oto ha-perek, halachot psukot mi'asarah makamot o yoteh. There are chapters in my book which have 10 different sources. Min ha-talmud ha-yugah yushalmin u'mbaito. You can find one chapter in my composition which will rely on 10 different Talmudic sources. She'eini mahalech lo al seder ha-talmud, because I do not follow the order of the Talmud. V'lo al seder ha-mishnah, for nor do I follow the order of the Mishnah. No. He's saying that he's following. This is the great fact of the Rambam's composition, that it's organized conceptually rather than according to the Mishnah or the Gemara. So what the Rambam is claiming here, and it's absolutely true, the magnificence of his achievement, that he was able to organize the entire body of the halacha in a conceptual manner, not following the text of the Talmud or of the Mishnah or of anything else. So he's saying that if you look at a single chapter in my work, you will find that it has sources from maybe 10 different places.
You're basically using this as part of the end.
Right, well, let's read on. Let's get to, this is a very interesting letter. Let's just read on. She'eino ela kol inyan v'inyan, each subject makabetz kol hadinim she'menemru wa b'chol makom she'hen, gathers together all statements that were said on the subject in all different places. Ad she'lo yu hilchot oto ha'inyan mefuzarot u'mefaradot bein makomot, so that these various different matters should not be scattered in different places. This was my ultimate purpose in writing this work. No man can keep in his mind all of the Bavli and Yerushalmi and the Brit.
Is it possible that Rambam had a very good life? He had all manuscripts, you know, from and the other.
He had a very good memory. Let's read on. Let's
and
read
the
on.
Other rabbis didn't have.
No, no. I mean, he had this absolutely fantastic ability to conceptualize and to organize. Let's read the next paragraph. It's even more interesting. Va'ani omer lacha ma'irali ata v'davar hazeh. I'll tell you a story of what happened to me in this very matter. Ba'alai hadayan hachasid, the pious judge, member of his court, v'kuntros min hachibur b'yado, and he happened to have a copy of my work, yesh bo hilchot rotseach misefer nizikim, he would happen to be carrying the sefer hilchot rotseach from the laws of dam, of torts, v'herali halacha ama, and he showed me a certain halacha in my work, amali krazu, he said to me, would you please read this law, karati ota, I read this particular verse from my own work. Amarti lo masafek yesh bazu. What's the problem with this? Amarli ve'eze makom nemru dvarim elu. Where is this written? Amarti lo bimkoman. It must be written either in its own place, either elu hein hagolin, either in Masechet Makot or b'Sanhedrin b'dinei Ratzeach, or in either in Masechet Makot or Masechet Sanhedrin. Amarli kvar chazarti al hakol v'lo matzati. I went through all of the Masechet Sanhedrin and Masechet Makot. I didn't find the source. Amarti lo shema b'Yerushalmi. Maybe it's found in Yerushalmi. Amarti bikashti v'lo matzati. I searched the Yerushalmi and I also didn't find it. Lo b'Yerushalmi v'lo b'Tosefta. I couldn't find this law either in the Yerushalmi or the Tosefta. Hishtomamti kamo sha'ah. I was puzzled for about an hour. Amarti lo ani zocher. This is found in Masechet Gittin. Hotseti Gittin v'chipasti. V'lo matzati. I took out Masechet Gittin and looked for my source, and I couldn't find it. Tamati v'nifalti. I was really astonished and shaken. V'amarti hechani memru dvarim elu. Where are these things found? Wait until I find the actual patients. Hu yatsa, he left the room. Va'ani zachati, and then I remembered. Shalachti shaliach ve'chzartiv, I send out a messenger and have him return. Ve'reiti lo hadvarim ufrashim b'gemara yavamot agar gara. that these matters, this was found by accident, by just being dragged into some discussion in Masechet Yevamot. Tamava halach, he was astonished and left. V'chein tamid ani v'tzar, and therefore I'm always troubled. She yavo ha-sho'el v'yishal, someone will come and ask me a question, heichan ne'emu dvarim elu? What's the source of this particular law? Pa'amim omar lo miyad, makom plomi, sometimes I can tell him right away in such and such a place. U'pa'amim lo, and sometimes I can't. V'chayecha, v'lo iskom makomon ad she'chapes, and I can't find the source until I actually have to search them out. Achoyem. V'al zeh ani mitzta'er habet. And on this matter, I'm very regretful. Shani Omer, Hare Ani Hamachaber, after all, I'm the author. Yet Alemi Meni Makom Davar Ze, and I can't remember where this is from. Maya Susha Abne Adam. What will other people do? Va'al Zeni Chamti, and for this I regret Shiloki Bauti Im Chibur Ze, that I did not write alongside of this particular work, in Yan Shani Omer Lacha. שלא כתבתי עם חיפור זה עניין שאני אומר לך ובדעתי אם גוזר השם יסבור שיעשינו אף על פי שיש באותו הרבה and if God gives me the strength even though it will be a huge amount of work שכל הלכה שאינה במקומה באותו עניין if there's a הלכה that I brought which is not found in its regular place עוד יהיה מקומה כגון כיצד כגון הלכות שבת מחיבורי if I'm going on my work on הלכות שבת Kol davar shel mufurash b'Shabbat uve'eruvin, anything that's actually written in Masechet Shabbat or Masechet Eruvin, enit tzarich lehodia makomo. I don't have to tell you where it's from. V'halacha mehilchot Shabbat shehi b'avodah zarah, or b'psachim, or b'zvachim, or b'kritut, things that are found in all these other different Masechetot, which aren't the normal place, hodia makomo. V'omar halacha plonit miperek ploni min achibur, makoma b'perek ploni b'masechet ploni. This will have to be an entirely big book by itself. Because it's impossible to do this in the text. Because my text is not a commentary, as I said before. In any event, if there's something that you can't find the source of, please let me know. Vani omar lecha, and I'll let you know. Shekol stam shebo miyachad mechameshet tiburim eluhu el hadavah hakasheru shelo yivadam mekamo v'nei shebo b'talmud agav gaur zed davar v'derach masal matan. V'nitpa'er oto adin shelo b'mekamo v'lo yida adam hechan yivakei shekvar shelam inyan zed. That's the end of this matter. Now we come to the thing that really is relevant to us. It's also very amusing. Katavta v'ktav echad. Another letter you wrote to me. He's answering all of these letters at once. Another letter you wrote to me. Sha'ani amarti barabim alecha, that I said about you publicly. Sheploni Dayan Alexandria, nitbarer li she'eno yodea klum. This that I said. Such this judge in Alexandria, it's clear that he doesn't know anything. Ve'eno bachi b'chachmat chachmei Talmud. He simply doesn't know the laws of the Talmud. And now in quotations, Manit Barer Lo Rabbeinu Mimeni, what did you, Rabbi Pinchas Adayin is writing to the Rambam, what did you hear about me? Ad she'amar alai ke'elu advarim, that you said these dreadful things about me. Va'ani sha'alti me'et Rabbeinu kama she'elot v'lo ba'ai laik shubamehem. I asked many questions to you which I didn't get answers from. Elu heinu sach torecha. This is what you wrote. Gam b'ktav shabba ata b'kara katov talamdeni hane'elamot asher b'kashti mi'avratech. So now he's answering Pinchas Adayin's third letter, where Pinchas Adayin is complaining that he heard that the Rambam said that he, Pinchas Adayin, was an ignoramus. Right? So why did you say that? Rishma ha'tshuva. Here's the answer. Al ha'kol. And I'm going to explain this whole matter to you. Davar ze me'olam lo amarti alecha. I never said this about you. She'eini omer sheker, lo benusach zeh v'lo benusach hasher. I don't tell a lie, either in this or the other format. Aval, let's read. Aval, hayu sham miktzat dvarim, that there is a certain amount of truth in what you said. Kach hayu. This is what went on. Ba'i laiktav min al sheikh Abu al Faraj. I got a letter from al sheikh Abu al Faraj. אמר שאתה דנת לו עם חתנו שיקח חתנו החלי של זהב שכתוב עליו בתורת נכסי צאן ברזל ויעשה בו כל מה שיוצא שאפילו רצה שילך לו לדימן אחרת והוא חייב באחרייתה. Here's a technical problem. A man had a dispute with his son-in-law, and he wanted his son-in-law to take a gold bracelet, gold necklace, and do with it what he wants, because he wanted the son-in-law to bear complete financial responsibility, what's known as nechsei tzon barzel, that the son-in-law bears complete financial responsibility if the thing gets lost or damaged. Or what happened?
So this is the wife's property with the son in law.
So this is the wife's property with the son. I think the father-in-law said to the son-in-law, take this gold bracelet and take it on your travels or do whatever you want with it, but accept it with the provision that you are going to be completely responsible, 100% responsible for its full value. And since he brought this necklace or this piece of jewelry to his son-in-law on this basis, the son-in-law did not want to accept the responsibility, didn't want to accept it. Take back all of the dowry. The son-in-law said, I don't want to accept responsibility for the dowry, you take it back.
All of it.
Danta lo, then you judge shahadin im chatano, that the son-in-law has the right to refuse such responsibility. V'shikofinota shetasir ha'achayut, and that you force the removal of complete responsibility. The son-in-law has the right to reject this responsibility. V'titol nidun yata, and that the wife simply accepts it, and she's responsible rather than the husband. And that the dowry should then have the property, have the law of nechsei mulug, which means that the husband has the interest, the usufruct, the profits, but does not bear complete responsibility. Nechsei tzon barzel means that it's iron sheep, right? Completely guaranteed against all things. And the son-in-law refused to accept the responsibility. He said, let the wife be responsible. Or the father-in-law, the wife be responsible. Elu hein inyanei hadvarim sha'amari. This was what the father-in-law told me. Katavti lo, I wrote back to him, eini ma'amin sha'amar dvarim elu. I cannot believe that the judge made this kind of a decision. Ve'im amaran, and if he did render such a decision, ha'ed edim al dvarav ushlachli. Get a deposition with two witnesses that the judge actually rendered such a decision that the son-in-law has the right to refuse responsibility and can make the wife responsible for her own property and send it back to him. Shalach li ketav, he wrote me back a letter, yesh bo edut machluf v'ibn almani, sha'ata danta, that you decided, shekol isha shiyotze ba'ala litet lanaduniyata, v'lo yishe'er alav achol yuta hadin imo. Any husband who wants to insist that the wife be financially responsible for her dowry has the right to do so. This was your decision. Okay. Miyat tamati. I was astonished, immediately astonished by this report. V'haya ha-dayan ha-chassid sham imi, the pious judge, has called u'kamo shlosha wa'er ha-chayrim, and about three or four other judges, ha-reiti lem ha-edut, tamhu kulam. They were all astonished by this decision. Amarti al titmahu, don't be astonished. Elu bnei Francia, these people are coming from France. Gam kol ha-yehudim shebarei ha-reilim, all of the Jews that live amongst the uncircumcised, I mean amongst the Christians, afilu chacham gadol shebahem eino baki bedinim. Even the greatest scholar amongst them doesn't know, is not familiar with the law. So in other words, he said, I didn't say that you were an ignoramus, I said that all people who come. Lefi she'enam regilim bahem, because they are not familiar, they don't have experience with these laws. She'en ha'reilim manichim otam ladun kemo ha'yishma'elim. Because the Christians don't allow the judge, the Jews, to adjudicate like the Arab, like the Muslims do. Ukishiyavola him din, and if they actually have a case that they have to decide. Yarichu bo yoter midai. It'll take them too long to reach a decision. V'lo yedu oto, they will not know what the law is, ad sheyechapsuhu b'talmud harbeh, until they've actually searched it all out in the Gemara. Kamo she'anu osin b'din midinei ha-karbanot hayom. It would be as if someone would ask us a law of in the midinei ha-karbanot, we'd have to sit down from scratch and learn the Sechet Zvachim in order to figure out what the law is. Similarly, since these judges living in the Christian countries never have a daily occurrence, they don't have a daily experience of deciding cases, they have to decide the cases on the basis of a Talmudic search rather than on the basis of experience.
So they would judge kosher and non-kosher for Talmudic.
Right. Lafisha ain unwas kimbaham. Since we don't deal with dinei karbanot, we cannot answer an even elementary question without searching out the answer in the Gemara. During the days when the temple was in existence and the laws of the sacrifices were daily occurrences, all of the priests would know what the laws was, and they wouldn't have to go search out in the books what the law was, like those of us who live amongst the Arabs as far as civil law is concerned. We know what the civil law is because we get these cases all the time, and therefore we have experience. We don't have to look it all up in the law book. Okay. Even the students know what the laws are in the Muslim countries. The God knows, and also the witnesses are present, that without adding or subtracting anything. So this was, of course, what's mainly relevant to us. We see from here, of course, the Rambam was pretty sharp, saying that I didn't say that you're an ignoramus, but all the Provence scholars are ignoramuses. But the fact of the matter is that, according to the Rambam, at least there were large territories under the Christian rule which did not allow Jewish civil autonomy, and therefore elementary cases like whether or not a wife could be entrusted to be responsible for her own finances, which is obviously a ridiculous idea that a woman should be able to bear such responsibility, this was clearly known to all of the Jewish judges in the Muslim countries, but not in the Christian countries. Okay. All right. So read further. I mean, there's lots of marvelous other things. That was the main point of why this is relevant to us. But let's read further. It keeps going. There's just lots of marvelous things in this letter. V'zesha amarta. But this was the main point. This was. If you remember, the last time we studied this, I just did that little excerpt. It doesn't give you a feel for it. What's the question?
I was just asking about when
style of book design. V'zesha amarta shasha'alta mimeni kama she'elot ve'lo heshavti lecha. That what you asked, that you wrote, that you asked me many questions and I haven't answered. V'shvu'a she'enel yader le'olam she'elo she'lo heshavti aleha chutz mizu she'ba'a v'ani chole v'inyan kibushei keseh, except for this matter that came on a matter of marriage based on kibushei keseh, she'amarta she'hei midivrehem, that I said, there's a famous statement of the Rambam, that Kiddushei Kesef is Midivrehem, as opposed to Kiddushei Bi'ah and Kiddushei Shtav. Tahare ani meshiva lahu ba'achrona. I'll answer you this later. V'lo ra'iti she'ela kval mimcha elotan ha-she'elot al bilkat erusin she'etnituni mi'chazaratan kama pa'anim ad she'amarti lecha kvar da'ticha da'ati u'ma she'tirza aseh. You disagreed with me. I don't know what the details were about the laws of the Bracha Be'osim. You kept pestering me until I said, I give you my opinion, now you do what you want. V'chein sha'alta gam al shel get l'ahi sh'amarti shu pasul m'tnei ha-shlikut v'katavti l'cha shu kasher v'reita ha-hefresh shi'esh v'dvarim v'dachita b'zvo v'amarta adayin lo yadati me'ize tambu kasher sh'takti v'inachti. Since you started to argue with me about this matter, I decided to just let the matter go. V'chein daki tamid in kol adam. This is my general method. If someone maintains his stupidity and refuses to listen to the sense, Eshtok v'anichem v'rotzono. I'll just keep quiet and let him do what he wants. Kach da'ki le'olam. V'lo yadati klal she'ela sheba'ali b'davar acher. I don't know any other matter that I haven't responded to. Shema avad haktav lo hegiya liyadi. Ve'ata tole atzmacha la'ashiv al ma she'lo yadati. Ova liyadi ve'eneni zokur. Mikol makom eshal lachzor v'lishol. In any event, if there are any leftover questions which I haven't managed to answer, you can always ask again. It gets even worse with email, believe me. V'chein kataft, I have great sympathy with the Rambam. The amount of junk that the questions that I get over the email. V'chein kataft. V'chein kataft. V'chein kataft. V'chein kataft. V'chein kataft. Then you wrote to me on the matter of the widow with her, with the orphans. That I said that she didn't have to take an oath about the yard, the property being hers. You wrote, since it was known that this property was bought with of monies of the dowry, and this was well known, this was in her possession. Why did the other judges sign along with you? Are you dependent on them, or are they dependent on you? It's true what you wrote. And it certainly is an insult to me, or that I had to get this entire collection of judges to sign this letter along with me. Aval katuv elai ni Alexandria, but they wrote to me from Alexandria, she'im tichtov levadcha, if you simply sign this letter alone, yomar hadayan lapakachim o lo shafek, the judge will say to the Islamic authorities, to the police, or to the Islamic judge, Ploni omer kach, so and so says this, v'ani omer kach, mi lachriya. My opinion is this so and so, the Rambam says this, and I say this, and who's going to decide? Lo yasu lanu din, ve'im yu achatomim rabim. But on the other hand, if there are a lot of signatories, then sahu yachid ben arabim. וכיוון שידעתי שכחו דיניהם באמת, ראיתי למחול על כבודי. I therefore decided that it's best to have all these other people signing along with me, so that no single judge in Alexandria can use a protest and appeal this to the Islamic courts. כדי שיצא הדין למיתו. בהתמה הגדול שאמרתי בתחתך באלמלא לא הייתה מפחדת מן השבועה, לא הייתה נותנת ליתומים שום רווח, if she wasn't afraid of the oath, she wouldn't have given any money to the other, to the orphans, and here she's given them 50 dinarim. That's what you wrote. How could someone as wise as you say this? Even if you're right, a person doesn't want to take an oath, and therefore she would be willing to give a certain amount of money to avoid having to take an oath in court. Okay. You also wrote to me, Sheshamata Shamuli Shahaget Shel Bito Shel Abu Al Faraj Batel, Vashalati Lachapes Al Davazevich Shatif. That you wrote to me about the get of so and so's daughter was invalid, and I investigated the matter and said that it was okay. Lo Hayud Varim Elu Me Olam. This never happened. This is the case. I my father-in-law did some mad things. My father-in-law is pressuring me into divorce his daughter, and my wife doesn't really want a divorce. I recognized from this that this get was sent by a messenger. I didn't say a word. Did your daughter, has your daughter received the get or not? Amar li lo kibla. V'katav li nusach dvarim shekatavta b'lishlikot ha-shaliach v'shehirshuha liten lah ha-get. V'katavti lo, al titacher sha'acha. Don't wait a minute. Ad shetakabel gita b'mhera. Unless the actual get is received. Lo hayu sham dvarim acherim. I don't know other matters there. I just wanted to be sure that the get would not remain in the hands of the messenger unduly long. Aval ata tzarich ani lohochichacha al shnei dvarim. Ha'echad, first of all, heichi nachta ha-get al yedei ha-shaliach afilu sha'a achat. How would you, could you possibly let the get remain in the hands of the messenger even 1 hour? Ve'ataro e'er shahin b'ktata u'mumriva gedola. And that the father-in-law and son-in-law are in a big fight. Heich lo chachach shashashta levitulo. V'nimtza kol ma shenatza hevel v'rek. Ela haya yotzei mavatel v'holech l'darko. Perhaps the son-in-law would have canceled the get and then traveled far away, and this poor woman would be left alone. In other words, your procedure was endangering the position of the wife.
Possibly again because he's inexperienced.
If the husband was killed, if the husband dies before the get was delivered, the get is invalid, and if there are no children, for example, then there will be all kinds of problems with Yibum and so on. So how could you allow this to happen? That's one thing that you should be reprimanded about. V'hadavah ha-sheni, al shekatavta b'get zeshu al menach kach b'kach, v'katata k'tnai v'chi palto, v'yasita hen kodem ulav, u'ma ze halivut. Why did you go to all of this fanciful problems and kol ha-omer al menach, k'omer mi'achshav, v'yenu tzarech l'chpo, etc., etc. There is such a thing, but sure. But he doesn't need to make the k'nai tapul if it's done almanah. This is a technical problem in the laws of Gittin. Let's read one more paragraph. V'yachamatali, you said to me, she'atam mitzta'er me'a Abraham. You're being bothered by Abraham. I don't know who this Abraham is, but obviously some competitor or some troublemaker or some enemy of Pinchas Adayan. He apparently is some nudge. Uma biyadi, what can I do? Hayadeya aid alai v'dayan shaga'arti bo v'chirakti oto al pe'u v'chtav b'glalcha. I reprimanded him on your behalf. V'ishba'ativ v'chtavi shelo ye'azor li k'mo she'ole al da'ato le'olam, that he shouldn't come to my help. In other words, apparently this fellow Abraham was causing trouble for Pinchas Adayan because Pinchas Adayan wasn't accepting all of the Rambam's rulings, and he thought that he was helping the Rambam out in this matter. And he said that I wrote to him saying, "Don't do anything." Shelo yedaber lecha Torah, ula yekaber. V'chein Abu Al Faraj katav shaploni adan over alai et adin mitnei chatani shenatani lo shecholiv nov saadiv hashemayim ukafei yadi sheimo amash amati lo amati lo. Ali al du elo al libcha, ve elo hadvarim shedan chata utain lo bekavana. These things where he judged you, he made an error, but it wasn't an intentional bad ruling. Ta utain lo bekavana. If I din hagadol yidu b'horah u'mapakach. Even the Supreme Court can make an error in decision. So what? The sauti ka'asol b'chol davar. And I removed his anger from you in all matters. Zesh amu lecha shamati alecha shehu ka'asan, and that I said about you that you get angry quickly. Emet kach amarti. I did say that. Umashi yesh bazal yikshe b'enech. And that shouldn't get you upset. Hayt sur b'merabanan d'ratach, a Talmud Chacham who gets angry, oraita hi d'martachale. It's because of his being imbued with the Torah, which causes him to bubble. Shne'emar halo kol devarai ka'esh nu'um ha'shech. Lefi she'amu li kol ha'dvarim she'hu b'incho v'in Rabbi Daniel, katavti o amarti she'hu ka'asa. V'kashe b'inai she'ri mechaverecho o melomdei lefanech she'hu adam yurei shamayim, matzik rabim hino v'isandria, v'idlo yam alamed lefanecha ha'chibur, if you would study my work with you, Hayita Ma'era Ainehembo, you would be able to explain it to them. Hayita Modelahem, Ikoreha Dvorim, Vinistarehem, Achalisha Yechem. He wants to make peace between these two people. Vishamati al Shatar Otselach Zolo Romania, Mitzahar Ha'am. And I heard that you want to return to, I guess this means France, Romania, meaning all of the people and countries under the Romanian, under the Christian rule. Hizaher ve'alta asezot taniach makom shenekra metelech l'mekamot shen shuvashot v'gaisot emuach ha-moshel ta'aleh alecha mekamcha al tanach. Okay, I think that's enough of this. So we will stop here. The rest of it is also interesting, but I think yes. So the main thing that we discover from this is that the picture that we see from the grant of Henry the Fourth may have been true in northern France or in Germany, but certainly wasn't true in Provence, and there were large areas in which there was no independent Jewish judicial autonomy, and therefore the Rambam says all of the sages from those parts of the world are ignoramuses when it comes to matters of civil law because they don't practice. Okay. So I don't think you get a picture of the Rambam's personality here, and we will continue with this a little bit. I mean, is there any reason why we shouldn't meet next week? I mean, it's Hanukkah, but is everybody there? Mm-hmm. Okay, so we'll resume next week.
We may have discussed this earlier, but to what extent was Rambam in giving such full explanation, not only in response to the question, but in terms of his, so to speak, grand technique for approaching the Shantara? What extent was he speaking publicly to all time, so to speak? Because he is giving a kind of...
No, that's what's marvelous about this, the fact that he gives you some insight into how he viewed his activity. I assume that the Rambam was well enough aware that anything that he wrote would become public knowledge.
Was it disseminated sort of by couriers throughout all lands?
I don't know. We have it, and therefore it was published already in the 16th century.
But not in his own time.
Whether it was copied or not, I don't know. But obviously, this was disseminated to some extent. People knew about it. They were collected and publishing. So,
first published
this particular letter, as I said, was published already in Constantinople in the 16th century, or maybe a bit later. Oh, this is the latest edition, 1995. So, it's the most recent. Most up-to-date edition of all of the Rambam's letters. Maybe we should read a little bit of show that two things from the Rambam. Here's a tshuva of the Rambam, in which he lists various different takanot, that is, enactments of the Rambam. I won't list them all, but one of them, va'od hiskimu ki yeh riv bein anashim shelo yelchu ba'achaot shel goyim. So the fact that the Rambam felt obligated to enact a piece of legislation saying that the Jews who have a dispute don't turn to the Islamic courts means that this was, in fact, a practice. And then, we don't have enough time, but in Mitzvah Hashem next week I'll read a rather long other tshuva of the Rambam, which indicates an interesting case in laws of neighbor's rights, which also ended up in the Islamic courts, much to the Rambam's chagrin, and we'll see what happened. Okay, but then we have to turn to what actually was going on in Europe, and that is a much, much more complicated problem. First of all, because as I said, things varied from place to place. The structure of the communities was entirely different. In contrast to what was happening in the Islamic countries, there was no centralized authority, so everything had to spring up from the local communities.
Who was the post that they sent?
It varied from time to time.
I mean, that time.
At the time of the Rambam, well, we're talking about the same time as Rashi, Rabbeinu Gershom from a bit before, and then Rashi and Rabbein Tam, and Maram Wittenberg. So you take that couple of centuries.
No, these are centuries apart.
Centuries apart, but we'll.
The situation was entirely different. The structure of the communities was entirely different. The lack of centralized authority, except perhaps in the case of Rabbeinu Tam, because of you had situations where a person, by dint of his own charismatic personality, like Rabbeinu Tam or the Maharam of Wittenberg, could affect a large, broad community, but no one had actual appointment like the Rambam did as, you know, the head of the entire Jewish community, and therefore the ability to appoint judges elsewhere and so on. Well, we'll try to get some grip on this in this session next week.
Is there a correspondence?